Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Yes, we are just grateful to have you with us this day. And we know that this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. So we're talking today about the voice of God. Our scripture comes out of Isaiah 65 and 24, and it says, "And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear." Can I say that again? Isaiah 65 and 24. And he says here, "And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking," glory to God, he said, "I will hear." Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today thanking you, Lord, for the opportunity that you've given us, that we can come before your throne of grace and mercy, Lord. We are just grateful, God, for everything that you're doing, and we look forward, oh God, to receiving more and more from you, oh God. We know that you will just come and pour into us, oh God, what you would have us to receive, oh God. And we will be grateful. We will be honored to give you all the praise that you so rightfully deserve. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we say thank you. Amen, amen. We just thank God again for Isaiah 65 and 24. That is a powerful verse where it says that before you even finish what you have to say, before your request is being made, he will already know what you're going to say, and he will already know what you're going to say. And he said, "I will answer while they are yet speaking." So while you're still asking for it, he's going to answer you. Glory to God. Well, we know we have been talking about the voice of the Lord and the voice of God. And last week we talked about the many ways that the voice speaks, because God speaks to us in different ways. He don't just have a tunnel vision where he just say, "I'm coming right here, I'm coming this way, I'm going through the church, that's the only place I'm going." No, he wants all of us to come outside of those four walls. And, you know, with the pandemic, I know people don't look at it like that, but because a lot of things negative and sad happened with that, but he brought us out of those four walls. He brought us out. We came out of them four walls. Here you, today you're listening to me on a phone, huh? Then you could hear ministries on the internet. You could hear them on YouTube. There are many ways that God has allowed the word to go forward. And of course, there's nothing better than person to person. But we know from last week that he can come and speak to us through people. He can speak to us through the Holy Spirit. He can speak to us in a cloud. He can come and speak to us in a donkey. He can come and speak to us in dreams. He can come and speak to us the word. And he speaks to us through circumstances. Well, tonight we want to acknowledge that he can also come and speak to us in silence. And I know you say, "Well, how are you gonna speak to us in silence?" Yeah, he can speak to us in silence. Don't even say a word. Silence. Mm-hmm. There are many scriptures on how God moves quietly. He's not a God of noise, not necessarily. But if it became necessary, he is a God that can make noise. Hallelujah. So when was the first time you got quiet? When was the first time you got quiet? No phone, no TV, no people, no books. Think about that. For some of us, it had to be a blackout. That was the only way we got quiet. We had to be in a situation where we couldn't get any of those things. But we never think about just being quiet and hearing God. For some reason, we feel we have to have that TV going. We have to have that phone. We have to have all this noise all the time. But let me tell you, God cannot speak to us with too much going on. He's not going to come and speak over the music or speak over. He's not going to speak over anything. If anything, he wants to speak to you in a quiet setting. And again, sometimes he speaks to you solidly. And I know you say, he could speak to you solidly. Mm-hmm. You could have visions. A vision is silent. When you have a vision, there's no one talking other than whatever it is you're seeing. You're seeing something. You're not moving your lips because it's just like autoplay. Think about that. It's autoplay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is very similar to my experience. I had an experience years ago on a women's retreat. We used to have women retreats. Well, women would come together. You couldn't bring a phone. You could barely have your watch on, really. And some people would say, well, I just need to know what time it was, you know. But certain things, you didn't have a TV. Mm-mm. So some of us didn't really understand, but we were being taught how to hear the voice of God in a quiet setting. It wasn't just always us coming together teaching, but if you really paid attention, if you really got in tune to your surroundings while you were on that retreat, or if you took a walk early in the morning, or if you took one sun going down type thing, God was talking. Uh-huh, and he can talk in the silence. In the silence of the what does it say, the still of the evening or the still of the morning? He speaks to us. Mm-hmm. So he always comes to connect with his people. So our assignment, our job is to be still. Be still and know. Ha, glory to God. Be still. You can practice solitude and silence. You can allow your brain to process your emotions rather than suppress them and remain on autopilot. Think about that. Your brain, sometimes you don't think your brain needs to be rest some time? Instead of all this running, your brain is constantly running here. Your brain needs to go in a timeout. Now, this is what I would tell the children. The brain needs timeout. Yeah, because I used to tell them that I go in timeout too. But your brain needs that. Your emotions need that. Your spirit needs to be quiet. To be quiet sometimes. Yeah. So look at this. We're going to go to Luke, in the book of Luke, and I'm going to be paraphrasing this because most of us know the story. And this is the story about the birth of Jesus. And I'm not going to hit all the entire chapter of the book of Luke, chapter 1, but I'm just going to give you 26 and 28 verses. Verse 26 and then verse 28. And right in here it says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town called Galilee. Really was named Nazareth. Key thing here in what we're talking about, there was an angel that God sent. God sent the angel. The angel didn't go on its own. Pay attention to that. God was the one that sent the angel. Verse 28 says, the angel came and said, now the angel was in this town. The angel said, hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you before all other women. Now I want you to note, put a note right here, bookmark it or whatever. Mary. While all this was going on now, young Mary, virgin Mary, young girl, she had nothing to say. She was like speechless. There was nothing in those from those verses. She hasn't said anything. If you can go on, you'll see it's probably about 6 or 7 verses. Mary haven't said a word. So she is in complete silence. And, you know, the question is, how many of us could have remained quiet that long? Because I know we got some of us who can't keep our mouths closed. Hello. I don't know who I'm talking to. Can't keep your mouth closed. Look at this. It says Mary remained quiet until verse 38. So that's almost 10 verses. And then it says here, all this time Mary sit in silence and remained. She was completely bewildered. She was shocked. She was surprised. She was overwhelmed because an angel came. Now, how many of us would have said, what's your name? How you got in here? You know, just went into, and I know we would have done that. I know. Hello. Who are you? How you got in my house? Who sent you here? Oh, let me have him get up. Get out of here. I mean, some of these narratives, I can't imagine. But Mary, look at that. She was quiet. She said nothing until verse 38. And then she said, in this verse, she put the angel on notice. It was like she wanted you to know who I am. She said this, I am a handmaiden of the Lord. And she said, make this to be known. So she's like calling out a declaration of, you may not know who I am, but I'm going to let you know. I'm a handmaiden of the Lord. I'm his servant. That's what she's saying. Mary had remained quiet all the while the angel Gabriel was speaking to her. But now, how many of us could have done that? She sees God sending Gabriel, the angel. We see God sending the angel Gabriel to Mary. And then we see how Mary remained silent until she accepted. She was able to accept the role that was presented to her. See, some of us would have been so, who is this? What you doing in my house? Who, you're howling or whatever. So you would have missed the purpose, the reason why the angel was there. But she remained silent. And this is what we're talking about, how God appears in silence. He comes. He can come in silence. He can show up. You don't always have to come and be noisy. Look at that. in the book of Obadiah. In the book of Obadiah, Obadiah chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Here we see that God sends a vision. Now, this is what I wanted to explain to you about a vision. Because, see, God comes many ways. He doesn't just come. He doesn't have just a tunnel vision. He comes many ways. You know, we all have these things today where we have what? The internet. We have the cell phone. We could do the chat, whatever this is the kids do, the TikTok thing. I mean, they have a lot of things, a lot of ways. But I want you to know, and I want to remind everyone really quick, God was the inventor of communications. All the communications that we see and we hear about today, this is minute. God created communications. When he presented us the Holy Spirit, that was the greatest communicator of our lifetime. The Holy Spirit, how he can come and he can save millions and millions of people, nations, at one time. That's communications. Dreams. Visions. Huh? Circumstances. We see circumstances today. And we're all calling on God. Huh? All nations are calling on God right now. Huh? For Ukraine. That's what we do. Everybody is calling on God. Yeah. So God is the, the author and the finisher of communication. Yes. Yes. And, of course, us, who people like us, like you and me who talk, we communicate. And he has put the communication spirit in us that we can communicate, that we can go out and tell men, girls, and boys about him. He has done that. It wasn't anything that we did on our own. In Obadiah, he sends Obadiah a vision. Now, I just told you, he comes in many ways. And in a vision, there's no conversation. There's no talking. Not in a vision. And in a vision, you don't necessarily have to be asleep. You can be awoke and have a vision. Some people call it a mirage. You know, I've heard all kind of things about what a vision is. But you don't necessarily have to be asleep. Let me say that. So here we see God sends a vision to Obadiah and said, we have heard the tidings from the Lord. Mm-hmm. We have heard. And what is actually happening here is through the vision that God had sent to Obadiah, Obadiah is talking to the ambassador. And letting the ambassador know that God has heard us. He has heard our cry. Glory to God. When we have cried for those who have caused so much injustice to happen, to take place. For those who have had pride. You know, we see that a lot. I don't know if you realize what pride look like. We see it a lot. We have a lot of our dignitaries, a lot of our those, so to speak, in office. The spirit of pride has come in and taken over them. They may not even realize that they're walking in pride instead of being humble. Uh-huh. The way they were humble when they first got elected, when they first got in office, they humbled themselves to you. They came to you. They wanted to come to your house. They wanted to come meet you one-on-one. Now that they're in these positions, they don't know who you are. You can call, try to send an email, text. They're not going to answer you. Why? I don't know you. I don't have time right now. When it's election time, again, then I'll go try to find your number and let you know how we miss you. This is what we see today. And this is what was going on at the time of Obadiah. Yeah, yeah. It says to rise. He said for them to rise up and let us rise up against Edom. E-D-O-M. He says, for the pride and the mistreatment of others. Think about that. People who treat people like they're nothing, walk over them like they don't exist. They're the only ones that exist. They're the only ones that have a voice. Mm-hmm. Think about that. God sends a vision. And it says, now is this quiet? This is quiet. Because it's a vision. It's in a vision, you can see and watch and hear, but you're not talking. And no one is talking directly to you in the physical, because a vision is something that you just see. Think about a vision. Like you turn on a TV and you see that, but you're not talking to the TV. You could be talking. Some people do talk to the TV, but they can't hear you. This is what I'm saying. Yeah. So a vision appeared. Mm-hmm. So this is God's method of making contact in a quiet setting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone may not really understand. And a lot of times we don't understand what a vision is, when God is trying to make contact, when he's trying to approach us, when he's trying to reach. Oh, he'll try to reach us. We may not understand that. We may have seen that, and then we just say, well, I don't know what that was. And then we just go on. So here we see God has many methods. He has many ways. So he is God, and he will come back with another method. He's going to come back. For some of us, he has to use the natural man. He has to use them. Yeah, because you see things you don't know and you won't ask questions. You know, last week I think I mentioned to several of you how when I was seeking God, really seeking, I would see my superintendent of Sunday school. Before church would start, I would ask her, could I see her Bible? See, when I was seeking, I didn't care who, it didn't bother me who knew I didn't know. Because I didn't know, and I was trying to find out. But some of us don't know and don't want nobody to know that they don't know. Okay? This is what I mentioned that last week. But anyway, in the vision, you may have seen it, and you didn't know what it was, and you won't go ask nobody. So God will have to come another way. And he's that kind of God. He can come another way. Yes. And it says here, and God tells Obadiah and the ambassador to go out among the nations. So he's telling them to go out among the nations. See, God is getting ready to do something because he's tired. He's tired of the unjust that his people have been going through. Verse 4 says, though you, and this is, he's talking, I want you to understand this. He's talking to those in Edmund. He said, though you mount on high as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, I will bring you down. Listen, I want you to hear this good, because when I was reading that, I was like, okay, God, I hear you. He said, I will bring you down from there, said the Lord. See, he's saying here, the people of Edmund who walked in pride, who you see walking around today, he's saying here, you may sit high on your high horse. You may think that nobody can come and touch you. Nobody can come and reach you. But I am God. That's what he's saying. He said, I can bring you down. And, you know, we know that God can bring us down with the blink of an eye. That he could blink his eye and you're down. Think about that. This should make us all think that we should use as many methods to be heard as God did. Many methods. And remember that silence was used too. Silence. It was used in a vision. So let's turn the mirror into your direction. Yeah, let's just turn the mirror real quick. So have you been trying to talk to God? Has he sent a text? Has he sent you an email? Has he sent a neon light sign? Has he sent you an Instagram? Or has he sent any of us a person? A person who can really explain the word of God so we can understand, even on a level of a child, to make it just that plain. Jesus is waiting for you, and he's waiting for you to get an alignment. And what you say, what is an alignment? He's waiting for you to get in place. He's waiting for you to get in position to receive the Holy Spirit. So you can do it today. You can do it right now. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for this day. We thank you for the opportunity that you've given us. Master, we ask right now that if anyone under the sound of my voice don't know you in the importance of their sins, but desire to know you, Master, we ask, oh God, that you draw them nigh to you. And we will be careful to give you all praise, give you all honor. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And we say amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We look forward to having you back here with us on Friday and Sunday evening, and, of course, on Saturday with the kids. The kids were awesome this week. I enjoyed them. So we look forward to having you more than one time. It's a blessing to know Jesus. It is a blessing. I have to keep saying that. It's a blessing to know him. One of my church members used to say that all the time, this lady, and I didn't understand when she was saying it, why she was so excited, because I was young, I didn't know, but it is a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to call on him when you need him and not have to go and get somebody else to call on him for you, but you can call on him, and he will come when you call. He will answer. Yes. That's the blessing in knowing Jesus. Amen. Amen. Again, we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday evening at the same time, and on Sunday with God's Favorite Ministries, and on Saturdays with the children. The children love to sing. They love to sing, and they love to do Bible scriptures. I enjoy listening to the children. My mother just enjoyed listening to them this Saturday. So we just ask you to remain in the same teachable spirit. Yeah, that God can come in and he can minister to you further about having a deeper relationship with him. Amen. Amen.